program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day on this Wednesday morning. The reality of God, God is real. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 1:20, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." The things that are seen point to the things that are not seen. In nature, we can see intelligence. In nature, we can see supreme power. There's sense. There's intelligence in nature, and there's supreme power seemingly behind it to hold it all together. And by this, we believe that it points to God. But someone says, well, yes, there is intelligence and there is power of some sort there, but God, I can't see God. I've never seen God. How can I know that there is such a person, God? Well, just because we cannot see God with our natural eyes does not mean that God doesn't exist. Even in our physical world, some of the greatest realities are things that we do not and we cannot see. Can we see the air that we breathe? Can we see the wind? Yet these are realities. Can we see heat, the cold? Can we see gravity or electricity? Can we even see life? We can see evidence of life or the lack of it, but in reality we can't see the life that even animates our human bodies. Nor can we see God with these human eyes, but God is. Jesus said in John 4:24, "God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." We must understand the nature of spirit, and the nature of spirit is just in contrast with the flesh. Jesus said in Luke 24, verse 39, that a spirit hath not flesh and bones. A spirit is in a different dimension and realm than we're used to thinking in the physical world. And God, who is spirit, is invisible to us in our human bodies. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17, "Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever." He says God is invisible, God is spirit. Paul said in Acts 17, verse 28, that in God, in him, we live and we move and we have our being. Yes, God is spirit, and he exists in another dimension from our immediate human experience. God is real. And we want to talk more about that tomorrow. Thank you for listening today.